The deen of Islam can be summarized within a few words. It can be summarized within just a few words. If somebody asks, what is deen? What is Islam? Then you can summarize that answer in a few words. Islam is to uphold the order of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah ta'ala's hukam, Allah ta'ala's orders, to accept them, to recognize them, is deen ul Islam. Yes? There are two parts. Yani, there's a hukam to do from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You have to do those actions. And if there's nahi, if Allah ta'ala says to refrain from something, then you have to refrain from that. But you cannot do opposite to that. So if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us to refrain from something, that is nahi, to refrain, to stop that action, then we leave that. So for example, if Allah ta'ala gives us the hukam to do something or not to do something, both items, both sides, is the practice of Islam. Allah ta'ala has given us this deen, and in Ramadan, in the 30 days, we were given that practice. The whole of the 30 days, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave us the practice, that Allah ta'ala's ahkams, Allah's orders, Allah ta'ala gave us such an ibadah in 30 days that was based on this principle. Allah ta'ala's hukam, Allah ta'ala's orders, Allah ta'ala's ahkam. Allah ta'ala told us to do actions, and Allah told us to refrain from some actions. So this ibadah, this worship we did for 30 days, this ibadah, that if we practice this for 30 days, then the rest of the year Allah ta'ala gives us hukam, orders, ahkam. And how much do we leave Allah ta'ala's directions, Allah ta'ala's guidance? We leave the amr and the nahi. Yes, Allah ta'ala says to us to amr, enjoin certain actions, wa nahi, and to leave certain actions. Allah says, pray salah, give zakah, you know, the compulsory actions, and nahi, to refrain, don't lie, don't do bad actions, don't backbite, don't go towards haram, unlawful things, and we don't obey. So both sides, amr, to practice certain things, and nahi, and to refrain and leave things. In the 30 days we were told in Ramadan, for the rest of the year, why do we leave things? Salah is difficult for us, we say. Allah Ta'ala's orders to fulfill them is difficult for us. To leave sins is difficult for us. To leave lying is difficult. To leave haram, unlawful deeds, is difficult for us. To read salah, pray salah in jama'ah congregation, we say is difficult. I'm talking about the fara'id, just the compulsory things. Oh, we try. We try. If you remind somebody, inshallah, do dua for me. Well, you don't come to the masjid nowadays, to the congregation. What can I do? It's difficult to get up in the morning. It's very difficult. I have to go to work. All year long, we play the game. We give the answers. What is that is restricting us? What is the obstacle between us and obeying Allah Ta'ala's orders? It's difficult. It's difficult. Allah Ta'ala says, okay, let me tell you what is difficult. Allah says, fine. Allah Ta'ala said that this ibadah I will make you do, my servants, and I will tell you what is difficult. I will define to you what is difficult. Allah Ta'ala said, fine, not one day, 30 days I will explain to you the definition of difficult. First, Allah Ta'ala said, stop the eating. Close the kitchen. Did Allah Ta'ala make us stop eating? Then Allah said, stop drinking. Close the taps. Somebody wants to drink tea, someone wants to drink lassi, somebody likes Coca-Cola, somebody likes juice, somebody likes water, somebody likes to eat, consume ice cream. Everyone's got a habit. Somebody likes chocolates. And forget eating, the normal eating. And when somebody says, oh, thanks for eating, okay, but what about chocolates? How will I leave the chocolates? How will I leave the cigarettes? How will I leave the hookah? How will I leave the shisha? Allah Ta'ala says, fine. You made excuses during the year and you used that one word, difficult. All year long you say it's hard, it's difficult, it's too extreme, whatever. Allah Ta'ala says, fine. Then stop eating, stop drinking, become thirsty. So become hungry, number one, become thirsty, number two. And then you're tossing and turning. Because you leave the salah in the night, you toss and turn, you leave salah fajr, Allah says, okay, you stay up now. So three things Allah Ta'ala says, this is Ramadan, you going to do this or not? Did Allah Ta'ala make us do this or not? He made us pray, read salah, all the salah. Did we not read them? Wasn't it hard? In which condition did you pray? Your stomach was empty, groan, groan. Yes, all the noises, vibrations, your head is dizzy due to hunger, and you're falling asleep due to hunger, and your tongue is dry with thirst, and not just this, 19, 20 hours. How many hours? 18 hours. How many hours do you have fasting? 19. What's your temperature? 50. It's got to 49. Is it? It's not happening? Leave salah. Leave the masjid. Masjids are full. Fajr time is full. Allah Ta'ala says, I will tell you what's difficult. That Allah Ta'ala says, now 20 rak'ah, read extra on top of the normal salah, says, I prescribe to you extra. And you don't read Quran during the year, now listen to the whole Quran. Is Allah Ta'ala making us do this or not? Children are coming with encouragement and drive and passion, and there's so much light and nur in the masjid. There's no space in the masjid, not even to read 20 rak'ah. You cannot get the space in the masjid. So much rush. In which condition? Nothing to eat. Hungry, nothing to drink, thirsty, no sleeping, eyes are red and stay awake all night long, tired, bodies physically tired. 30 days Allah Ta'ala made us do this. Allah Ta'ala has asked after Ramadan, my children, servants, my creation, did I give you ease or did I give you hardship? That same action that you say is hard throughout the year, in the severe conditions of difficulty, you practice them during the month of Ramadan, 30 days. You prayed extra salah, extra ibadah. Allah Ta'ala did something extra on top. Allah Ta'ala put greed attaches that. If you do these actions, you get this much reward just for 30 days. And Allah Ta'ala kept it to hundreds of thousands. Nafal, voluntary action. Look at the reward of a fard action. So a voluntary action, Allah Ta'ala kept it similar in Ramadan to a fard action. Fard is such an action that all your life you continue to fulfill and pray nawafil, voluntary salah. You cannot get to the standard of a fard salah. You cannot be equivalent to it. And that same nafal action in Ramadan, doesn't matter whether you read, whenever, morning, evening, night, day, you do sujood, prostration, Allah Ta'ala says, I make it fard, compulsory. Allahu Akbar. Allah Ta'ala made it not, didn't he? And he put the greed in front. Allah Ta'ala gave us the greed of the Quran reward. This much tawab, and in this greed, a man's reading, sisters are reading, Quran upon Quran, nafal salah upon nafal salah. The people forgot the fard compulsory. That's there anyway. Isha is this much fard and Dhuhr is this much fard. They know because they said the question doesn't arise that we're going to leave that in the Ramadan. But they can't even stop counting the nawafil that they're practicing in Ramadan. Like we're a machine during the year. 4 fard for Isha, 2 sunnah, 3 witr. We're out at the back door. We're last to arrive and the first to leave. We say it's too hard. It's too difficult. And we say, oh, during the year, sunnah salah is forgiven. We don't have to read nafal salah. And Allah Ta'ala says in Ramadan, you read the whole of the Isha salah. You read the 20 rakat tarawih. Then you read nawafil after that. Then you agree to do more than that after that. Then you start the tarawih salah. Then after that, you have the tahajjud salah. Then you say, oh, this is only half an hour left. What's the point of sleeping now? Let's read some Quran. That same insan, the same individual who leaves the faraid salah during the year of Fajr, and he lies on his bed and sleeps through the Fajr time, but he prays that in Ramadan. And lying during the year, maybe there's lying, but in Ramadan, the serial liar who lies during the year like he's consuming sweets is so common. Ambala, pure barfi meat, sweets he consumes during the year, and he lies and lies. But during Ramadan, he says, no, I can't lie now. Allah Ta'ala says, this is that same man who says, I can't leave backbiting during the year. I can't leave the cigarettes. I can't leave the evil eye. I can't leave zin of the eyes. Oh, it's too difficult. But where's the difficulty in Ramadan? Allah says, when I have not made the deen difficult, and you say difficult, obstacle, and I made it easy for you in Ramadan. Allah Ta'ala says that less ibadah during the year. There's less ibadah during the year than compared to Ramadan. And your stomach is full. You can drink when you want. You're not thirsty anymore. First class food and drink. And your eyes, you have totally rested and sleep 5-6 hours. During the year, you see the ibadah is difficult. During the ease of physical ease. And Ramadan, when there's physical extremities and hardships, you become so easy for you. So how ungrateful is the servant of Allah? Allah Ta'ala says that the lesson of Ramadan is that how ungrateful you are, my servants, that with such ease I've given you the ibadah through the rest of the year. So much thawab is waiting for you. With ease, with full conditions of ease, you have food in your stomach, drink in your stomach, you're eating kebabs and papad and samosas, and you're drinking lassi and milkshakes, and you're eating and sleeping at home in your beds for long hours, and you can't practice for the rest of the year for 11 months. It's difficult for you to practice the deen. Do you understand the point I'm saying? Such a beautiful message Allah Ta'ala has given Ramadan. Allah Ta'ala, when He makes something easy, don't make it difficult. Don't translate something into difficulty when the definition of it is in reality ease. Allah says, my deen is easy. Islam is easy. Practicing Islam is easy. Allah says, all you have to do is fulfill my orders and follow my orders and obey my orders. Those actions I've said that you do amr, that you practice, then you practice them. Those that I say nahi, refrain from them. Allah says, Ramadan came as a lesson to teach us for the rest of the year. And you're sitting here now with ease. You've eaten, drank, your stomachs are full. With ease and pain-free, you're sitting here now. And Ramadan, you're running after a date. And then you're looking for food. Then Allah says, right, now is iftari time. You quickly go home, then back for Isha time. Then Taraweeh. Then after that, dhikr. Then Fajr time straight away. And then we still practice these. So don't make the mistake after Ramadan, become lazy and negligent. Look at the difference. Allah has made it so easy for us. He's given us health. Allah Ta'ala has given us food, ni'mas, favors, bounties, blessings. So easily we eat and drink throughout the rest of the year. Allah Ta'ala hasn't taken this from us. Allah Ta'ala hasn't taken our beds away from us. He's given us so many ease, so much ease, so many comforts, luxuries. Ah, so great. Allah Ta'ala says we are just ungrateful if we leave His deen after Ramadan. The deen of Islam is very easy. Allah says you're playing tricks, the games with your nafs and with Allah. Allah Ta'ala says that this is a big conspiracy, that if you think that you can practice during Ramadan through the hardships and such difficulties, and after that for the rest of the year, you can't do it. Allah says, every hukum of mine, what does Ramadan teach us and train us? One thing it educates us, that for the rest of the year, fulfill Allah Ta'ala's orders, obey Allah's orders, and leave what Allah Ta'ala has told us to refrain from. Allah says, I'm not ordering you pray tahajjud and nawafil after the sunrise, ishraq and jasht. Just fulfill the 5-time salah, the bare minimum, and that's it. Allah says, don't bring the word difficult in your tongue. You either you should say it was hard in Ramadan. That person who says that Islam is hard during the rest of the year, he's talking nonsense. He's going to get a punishment. I consider myself as a mujrim, as a criminal. I'm breaking Allah Ta'ala's orders, and there's a severe punishment for breaking Allah Ta'ala's orders. So straight away understand that I am nothing. Allah's given me this direction. I'm awake. I've got energy. Go to the masjid, house of Allah. Pray salah 5 times a day in congregation. Try your best. Keep moving. Momentum after salah is finished. It takes 3 minutes after how long it took in Ramadan. And you couldn't even leave the masjid. You were occupied. And the people at home didn't even ask you, where are you? Where are you? But now when you get home 5 minutes late, where are you? Always you in the masjid. You don't come home on time. See the trickery of the nafs and shaitan. So this is all drama. All drama. Then you say, what happened with that? I didn't used to come home in Ramadan. You never even asked where I was. I never even used to see the house. I came for half an hour. You could have said to me, I'm late and I'm not here. Where are you? You keep staying in the masjid. What's happened now? Why do you question me now? Now I just go for one salah, 15 minutes of salah, and maybe I speak to somebody. There's somebody speaking about Allah or some tabligh or ta'aleem or some dhikr, and I sit there 10 or 15 minutes and I get delayed. Why are you making noise, complaining? I was waiting for you. You didn't come home. You stay in the masjid all day long, all evening. You see this now? This is Ramadan that teaches us, educates us. Allah has given us a lesson in the form of Ramadan. Such a big lesson that never make excuses with Allah Ta'ala's orders. And this situation of Amr and Nahi, that Allah Ta'ala says the sins you are committing, your evil eyes, in of the eyes, and lying and backbiting, waswasa of shaitan. Say, consider this is lying. This is me who's committing fraud with myself. It's not the shaitan, it's me. This is not difficult. Islam is easy. I can leave the sins. I can totally leave the sins. Everything is under my control, under my realm, under my capacity. And shaitan and my nafs are opposed to me. May Allah Ta'ala forgive. Allah Ta'ala says, look, I gave you explanation in Ramadan. I taught you, I made you habitual in good deeds. And despite this, you're still saying that deen is hard. Afterwards, then Allah Ta'ala's punishment start for that person who neglects. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives so many chances, so many opportunities, so many times Allah delays that don't break my ahkams. Do not reject my orders. If I say don't do this action and you keep on doing that, she keeps on practicing that, Allah gives chance. Allah still maintains your respect, still maintains your status in society. Allah Ta'ala still maintains your wealth level in society. People still say salam to you and salute you. Allah says, don't worry, my servant, maybe now you will turn. Maybe now you will repent. Maybe now you'll understand the message of Ramadan. But if you do not repent with time and you continue to reject, Allah Ta'ala says, "Inna Allah," Allah says, "I'm shadidul aqab, shadidul adhab." Allah says, shadid, extreme. You don't know when you're going to be grabbed a knife. Don't be negligent. My brothers, we should consider and regard that we have come out of Ramadan fresh. And then we should keep the condition of our life like the same. Maintain it. Control your tongue. Control your eyesight. And continue and maintain your practice. Read Quran the same way. In the same way, fulfill the nawafil salah. Do dhikr, adhkar, the good habits in Ramadan that you attain. Reduce them a little bit. That if you can't fear enough practice to that level, in that much intensity and much quantity, Allah says, fine, of course Ramadan gives that opportunity and intensity, but Allah says you've been trained and you've got the practice in Ramadan of the worship. So Ramadan passed quickly and you used to enjoy staying up in the night, used to enjoy it. So all year long, insan, he should obey Allah and he'll get the same enjoyment as he got in Ramadan for the ibadah. So much enjoyment, so much taste and tranquility. There's so much taste when a person, when Allah Ta'ala says don't lie, and a person is in extreme difficulty and he's about to lie and he rejects that lying. So much taste will come to his iman in his life that he'll say, I obeyed Allah Ta'ala's order. Allah will revolutionize his iman, give him tranquility and peace and good feeling that Noor Allah, Noor will come into his life, in his heart, in his body. These little practices. And I say little, but these are big practices in reality. You are walking, there's a ghair mahram, opposite sex member walking past. You protect your eyesight and you know there's a sin you're about to commit, but you protect your gaze from that member of the opposite sex. Such a big action you've committed there, a good action. You've protected your gaze and your heart from the zina. Allah becomes so happy that this servant of mine, he could or she could have done zina at that time, at that second. Allah Ta'ala said that they have protected the gaze at that time. For my sake, he or she fulfilled my orders and obeyed my ahkam, and they crushed their desires and their passion and the taste of zina. And he protects his gaze and turns away. And he felt that Allah Ta'ala is watching me that this time, and I cannot disobey Allah and do zina. Allah Ta'ala said he protected his eyes and heart from the zina. The subhanallah, I will instill such nur and light of iman in the heart at that time, that taste you can never acquire from anything else in the world. Incomparable. So Allah Ta'ala gave us a taste in Ramadan, a taster. And this is the point. We have to practice this for the rest of our lives. Is it difficult? Impossible. I've told you what is difficult. Difficult is what Allah Ta'ala demonstrated to us in Ramadan. That was difficult. Long days and nights, fasting. It was hard as the heights of the mountain. And ask the person who disobeys normally. He says, what is this insan? All night long they're awake. They're reading kitabs. And then whenever you see them, their eyes, they're tired. But they're wandering. They're working in the world. And they're still fasting. And I don't understand. They're in prostration all Ramadan. Why? How are they doing this? They don't eat. They don't drink. They don't rest. They're praying. They're worshipping. And they're happy. They're happy on top of this. Why? Because despite the strictness or the regulations and the framework of Ramadan, there's so much mercy and barakah of Allah Ta'ala that descends on the sign, on the fasting person, that he doesn't consider anything as hard. He sees everything as barakah, blessing. So if our whole life becomes like this, that in front of Allah Ta'ala's orders, we journey and travel with ease, then how much barakah will come in our life? How much taste will come in our life? And when we leave the sins, we'll feel so much satisfaction and we'll have sabr in our lives and patience, and we will never forget those beautiful moments when we leave the sins. So this is the point. Allah Ta'ala, don't think that you're a sinner and you have to continue in sin. No, don't think that if you leave the sin, Allah will not give to you. Allah says you'll get paradise. Oh, you will get paradise. But the best thing you will get in this world when you shun the sins, and that is a unique conclusion. Tranquility, satisfaction, tawakkal Allah, trust in Allah, sakina. Allah makes you independent of the needs of the world, and all of the enjoyments of the world are crushed because you feel and felt and tasted the enjoyment of obeying Allah Ta'ala's orders. These are new points. I'm telling you these things for my sake so that I don't forget the lesson of Ramadan. I've revised this for myself, and mashallah, you've benefited in the course of this. So this was the maqsad, the objective of Ramadan. Allah Ta'ala mentions Islam is not difficult, deen is not difficult, salah is not difficult, rather it's easy. Islam is not difficult, rather it's easy. Leaving the sins is not difficult, rather it's easy. And if we say it's difficult, we are liars, we are fraudsters, and we are cheats. Allah says in the Quran, you are dhalimeen. That thing I've made you easy for you, you're calling it difficult, then you are dhalimeen. So Allah Ta'ala, may He give us all the tawfiq to practice on these words. Ameen. Recite the Durood Sharif.